just go down to the roof, the actual stone roof of the chapel.
Oh. The fourth floor.
You can see how it's constructed.
Very medieval.
Hold your head here, okay?
Yeah.
It's quite dark.
Oh my god.
Watch your head.
Okay, I will. Alan, be careful.
Are you alright?
Yes, I'm just...
This is coming to the actual surface, just under here, is the roof of the chapel. This is the stone of the roof of the chapel.
Can you... Okay. Yeah.
So this is just the actual stone roof of the chapel. So you have to imagine the fan vaulting just underneath here.
Right.
And the making of it is beyond anything I can comprehend, because obviously you had to build it in sections, bit by bit by bit. And so there was a lot that wasn't made, and how you held the rest up, I don't know. And of course, if a part of it fell, even today, if a few of these stones here disappeared, the whole chapel would fall down, because it's all held together by tension, the meeting of forces. I've often thought of it as a sort of metaphor again for Cambridge, because we have all our different disciplines. We have anthropology and philosophy and economics and so on, and they come up as disciplines, and then they meet, and where they meet and all the different fans of the vaulting meet together is where real knowledge is created. So you start with a disciplinary boundary, but you end up fused in an attempt to try and understand something miraculous. So the roof of the chapel is a constant inspiration for that. The other thing is that although you might expect it to fall inwards, you also expect it to fall outwards because of the outward pressure. And normally you deal with that in a building of this size by having, as I say, flying buttresses, that is, things propping it up from the outside. If you look at most great churches, this church hasn't got any. So what stops it from falling outwards? Well, what stops it is one of the miraculous products of England, which is oak. Oak is a great tree, the symbol of England, and we had many great oak trees in the past, and I've forgotten exactly how many it is, but some people say that something like 300, 400, 500 oak trees were cut down, and it's held together. You can see these great beams across here and across there and across there and across there, something, and there are others elsewhere. These are what holds the chapel from falling apart. If it hadn't been for the strength of these massive oak trees, we couldn't have had a chapel like this. So it's not just the stone, it's the wood. It's a composite of wood and stone to make this exquisite, one of the acoustically greatest spaces on earth, possible.
So what's the alphabet A, B, C, D? What does this mean?
So that the architects and others can refer to things. They can say C is a bit weak or needing a bit of something or other. And now, as you see, it's also held together by metal struts, but I think these are more recent. So in theory, though I won't do it, you can walk the whole way along. And at certain points, there are little holes I haven't actually been to see, so that you can let ropes and wires down. And for instance, when they have the famous carol service at King's College, they record it all and they have special microphones and things, and you see lots of wires hanging down from holes, which must be somewhere here, but I don't know quite discover where they are. So you have to watch your head.
I will.
Here's a bit of wire. So it's probably safer not to go too far, but there's a wire going across from here, right across to over there, and that may be one of the wires that then drops down to hold the recording devices. So there are all sorts of creatures live up here, bats and birds and things.
How about mice?
Mice, I expect so. Yep. There's some quite rare animals up here, I'm told.